I want to feel the purpose and the why behind it. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good. Yeah.
But like the actual like look and feel, I love the colours. The imagery is amazing. Honestly, like the amount of people that I work with don't have any nice imagery. And I think it's more just going through that, taking people on a journey and really knowing what are the call to actions on this website. Is it getting them to listen to the podcast? Is it getting them to download? Do you see what I mean? You know, that could be a really amazing free download, but you're not actually framing it as to why people need it and what it's going to do for them.
Hello and welcome to the Brand My Career podcast. I'm your host, Alex Cutterford, and I'm so glad you're joining me today. My goal is to help you take ownership of your career, find your people through personal branding and networking, and take career-enhancing action. Managing your life and career can be hard. That's why every fortnight, I'll be releasing an episode where I interview a diverse range of guests that will help you find clarity and build confidence in your career. Let's get into it.
Well, welcome back to another episode of the Brand My Career podcast. And today, very excited to have Hayley Appleby-Burt with me. Hayley, thanks for jumping on.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited. All the way over here in the UK. My morning, and you're getting ready for bed soon, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I'm jumping straight into bed after this, so it'll be good.
Hopefully I don't bore you to get to bed.
I'm assuming that boring is probably going to be the last of my worries with you.
I hope so. I
don't know,
my life is different, but I'd like to think that I don't think you're going to get boring.
So Hayley's the director of Orange Lamb, a branding and web design agency for entrepreneurs. So really keen to hear a bit more about that today and what you do through that agency. And then I'm not sure if you prepared for this or not, but did you have some feedback for me on my brand?
Well, we were going to look at it potentially live on air.
Yeah.
We could do that if we can do that technically. Yeah. If not, I've got my laptop next to me and I can just have a little look and give you some feedback. But if we can do it live, then even better.
Absolutely. We'll do it live and I don't hold any punches, all right? So if everyone this may be the first episode everyone sees me cry, you know?
Do you know what? I am like honest, but like constructive honest. Does that make sense? Because you're asking me, I'm obviously going to try and find some things to help you rather than just go, yeah, it looks good, because that's not helpful, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. No, and I think that'll be good.
You might have
it
all
be
perfect.
A good way for people to see and hear how you do it.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
But I first wanted to, I guess, hear from you. How do you define personal branding?
Oh, my goodness. So it's a biggie. I mean, so I'm just going to give you some context. So everything that I've ever achieved in my career and the business now, I am what I would say I'm completely self-taught. So like we'll probably go into it a bit more. But my whole career, whatever I've done, I've ended up somehow getting involved in branding, whether it be helping on a website. I used to work in artist management, so that was more like the personal brand side. so everything I do is completely self-taught. So the reason I say that is obviously this is from my experience, my opinion. Now, what I love about personal branding is that when I launched my business in 2020, I called it Orange Lamb, and I will explain later where that comes from, thinking that having this agency vibe, it makes me sound really grandiose and it's really cool. What I actually quickly realized is that people want to connect with me. Okay, Orange Lamb's a great name, but actually people are connecting with me. And it took me on this journey of understanding, actually, personal branding is everything. It's how we can connect with our audience. Some people get a bit confused because they think, well, I've got a business. Maybe it's like a service-based business or a product, for example. And they might think, well, it's not a personal brand. But every single business, whatever it is, can be linked and can be benefited by having a personal brand. Does that make sense? It's what people Absolutely. Can really connect with, buy into. So I was saying the other day, right, I'm sure you get them in Australia, you know, like adverts for perfumes or like aftershaves, right? Mm-hmm. If you think about that as a really simple example, they have always had like a top celebrity, haven't they, in the advert. So why is that? Because you can't sell a smell, can you? You can't sell a smell for a computer. But you might think, I want to be like that A-lister. If they're wearing it, I'm wearing it. It's personal brand. It's like, it's who we connect with emotionally. So personal branding for me has honestly been what has launched my business and made it so successful. I'm calling it successful because it's successful on my terms. But do you know what I mean? Personal branding, same with you, right? Your business, even if you sell services or products, people are buying into you, right? It's the power of personal brand. It's the way that everyone's going. And even big corporations and businesses now, it's not the sector that I specialize in, but a lot of them now are getting their staff to almost go out and promote themselves, their own personal brands, to promote the business, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a really big growing trend that they're basically creating influencers within their companies to talk about their brand because no one actually wants to follow the brand themselves. Yeah,
exactly. It's true though, because do you know what? It's like people, so like in selling, for example, people may sell to like external problems, okay, but people buy from internal emotions. So if you were selling a mattress, you want to sell the good night's sleep, not the actual, like, this has got memory foam and all this. People aren't actually caring necessarily, but they hear you have this mattress, you're going to sleep for 8 hours like a baby. It's amazing. Like, internally, that's connecting with emotion. So that's the same with, like, personal branding. It's just how you're connecting with your audience.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But you're going to have to explain why you chose the name Orange Lamb now.
Okay. So I set up my business in 2020. So I've always had careers in artist management. I worked in property companies, doing training events. I worked in a theatre promoters. I did PR, all sorts of things that always led me to doing bits of branding, whether it be helping on a website, creating logo, overseeing book covers, all of that kind of thing, tour posters. Anyway, fast forward, and I left my career in artist management, and me and my husband had a few properties. We set up a property business, managing houses for professional sharers. And I absolutely hated it, to be honest. I absolutely hated it. And it got to the point where we were like, it's just not what I want to do. It doesn't fulfill me. So we sold the business. And at the time, my husband, he launched a very successful coaching company. I had my first child, which was super exciting. And my world just got completely flipped. So I'd gone from being like the career person in my family to suddenly just being mum, which I'm not saying that lightly. It's an amazing gift and I'm grateful. And I know that everyone doesn't have that chance. But on the same side, like, I felt really lonely, really detached. I felt like I didn't have a purpose. And it was just like, I felt really sad. So I decided that I was going to write a blog about family life. That's what I started doing. And then that blog led me to building a website. And then someone said, oh, who built your website? And I was like, oh, it's me. And suddenly these like cogs turn, like, oh, okay, I'm ready to start working now. So I think I'm going to set up like a design business. Okay, so what do I call it? So then I had this theory, and this is what I say to people. You kind of either call it what it is, so it's like really obvious, or you go for something completely wacky that makes no sense, but it sticks. Like Amazon, for example. I mean, it probably like what? But actually it sticks and it makes sense. So I thought, okay, let's go for that. So then I started thinking about maybe symbols I like. Do you know what I mean? Like, it sounds really weird. Like colours I like. And then my son, his initials spelt Lamb, and we used to call him Louis Lamb. So I thought, oh, wouldn't it be nice to sort of like call it after him? So I was like, okay, so Lamb, Lamb, Lamb. So I was like, right, I need a colour. And I love the colour orange. See, I'm wearing orange today. I've got lots of orange. And I thought, well, actually, if you saw an orange lamb in a field of green, it would really stand out. And I was like, genius, orange lamb stands out in your field. And it was that. And I love it because it's linked to my son.
Yeah.
It's a bit wacky. And it's also a really good talking point.
Yeah, absolutely. Like when we were chatting, when we first caught up, like, it was your graphics and stuff that really had captured my eye. And the colour combo of orange and green that you often have is really great.
Do you know what, though, Alex? I've got to admit, it's gone a bit too far to the extent that my wardrobe is pretty much like orange and green. So, like, when I go to a shop, I'm like, is there orange? Is there green? And if there's not, I'm a bit like, I don't know what to do anymore. I'm like, I need to mix up my wardrobe. I've taken it a bit too far. But, hey, look, well, it works. I'm branding myself. See, I'm orange. Exactly. Even my pencil. Look, orange, everything, orange.
you're on brand. That's good.
On brand, yeah. Always on brand.
It's a good thing, though, that you picked orange and green, because for me, the colour that I get drawn to, and you can't really call it a colour, it's a shade, is grey.
Is it?
Yeah, so you know, I'm always in grey. I love my grey hoodies.
Yeah. I'd love to.
I got my pink on today.
Yeah. Nice pale pink. So that's interesting. Yep. But your branding is quite a bit more colourful, isn't it?
Yeah. So I guess I'm multifaceted, but pink and light brown are the colours that I chose for the branding of this. And I was doing some research into colours.
Right. What made you pick brown then?
So light brown for me represented growth. And so that was a big part of, what I was wanting to promote through the brand was people taking ownership of their career and growing as a person and embracing a growth mindset. And so light brown sort of, a timber of a tree represents nice. Growth. And then I've always liked pink. I think more men should wear pink. Hey, Alex here. Just wanted to reach out to everyone and say thank you so much for following along with the Brand My Career podcast. I'm really loving having the conversations that I'm having and bringing this content to people. I want to keep bringing more content to people. I want to bring stories of people's career journey. And one of the ways that I can be doing that is by getting your support. And one of the ways you can do that is by shouting me a coffee. On my website, you can find the link to shout me a coffee to help me keep bringing more content, building what I already have done and improving it, getting better, getting more and more people on and sharing their career stories and the lessons that they've learned along the way. So thank you for following along, and would you consider getting on board and helping me take it to new heights.
Love it. I'm writing this down, so I think it's great. I love colours. I wouldn't say like I know deep colour psychology, but it is something I consider when I'm working with clients and we're creating their brands, to really think about the psychology of colour, like the meanings, the feelings that it portrays, and also colour, how it represents, you know, if I've got people that maybe work with certain countries, or do you know what I mean, what colors mean to different kind of demographics as well. So yeah, I love all that color psychology. I'm looking here and see what you're working on.
Yeah, it is interesting because like there are certain colors that in one country will mean one thing, and in another country it could be a complete red flag, like don't use that at all. It's saying a completely different thing. Like, and you get that a lot in international business. It's something you need to think a lot about.
Absolutely. And especially when it comes to like religious beliefs and, you know, like symbolism and stuff. Yeah. I've worked on a few projects recently where I've had to do quite a lot of, so I had one where they work with a lot of like international, like Asian, like families. So I've had to really look at like what colours mean. Like yellow means like certain things there but not there. And also I've just worked on a massive project for like neurodiversity, so then I've had to really explore colour and how like colours, some colours are just like a no-no and some are like really calming. So it's, yeah, colour is important. But also this is what I always say to people as well when it comes to branding, colour obviously is important and looking at it of who you're trying to attract, who you're appealing to, etc. But also there is that element, I feel, like you have to like it yourself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You have to look at it and feel aligned with it. That's what I always say, because I think it's your brand, isn't it? You want to put it out there. you want to feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an interesting one, because obviously when the conversation comes up around branding, and then it leads you to, well, who's your audience, and you should be speaking to your audience. But it's an interesting nuance there of, well, it's like you want it, it's your personal brand, it's about you communicating who you are, but then it's also about connecting with an audience. You're not throwing it out into a void, and then finding the balance there.
I think it all comes down to purpose, which is like a word that's, what's my purpose? But so when I started Orange Lamb, right, and I was like, oh, this is so good. Like, someone's paying me like £150 for a logo. Oh, this is great. And they need a leaflet, and this is great. 4 years on, celebrated my 4 year anniversary. And it's like, I cannot believe how much my business has evolved, because I've gone on that journey and understood about personal branding. So now when I work with people, someone comes to me and just says, like, I just want a logo. I just want to throw a website together. I'm like, red flag, you are not my person, because that is just the aesthetics of a brand. Like, if you don't actually fully understand why you are building this brand, whether it's a personal brand or a business that you're going to leverage your personal brand, there has to be a reason as to why you're doing it. Now, you might not be selling a service or a product. Maybe you're a personal brand that just wants to be more like a thought leader in a space. Does that make sense? But ultimately, it has to come from a place of purpose. Why are you doing it? You know, who is it you're trying to tell? What is the message you're trying to get out there? And, you know, when I work with clients, especially, I have like different packages, but I do like this mammoth brand package, because I've realized over the years like what people need. And it always starts with brand consultancy. And it's like really digging into their business. You know, you hear it all the time, the mission, the vision. Yeah, absolutely. But like, you know, the uniqueness, the unique selling parts, points, what are they, what's their value proposition? And then we do a really deep dive on like their services, but who are they talking to? Who is that client that they're really trying to attract? And not just being like a generic like group of people, but actually then thinking about, well, what are the actual challenges that those people are facing? And then you kind of come up with this list of, these are the sort of pain points, challenges, and then you can see, well, how out of my services or what I'm offering or what I'm saying, how is it going to help them get from those challenges to success? Yeah, so how are you guiding them from that challenge to success? So we're not the hero, our clients are the heroes, and that's the thing. So whatever your purpose is, it should link into how you're helping someone, how are you showing them transformation? Do you know what I mean? Like, whether it's, as I say, service-based, product-based, or you're just a thought leader, has to have a purpose behind it, 100%. Otherwise, there's just no point.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
That's my opinion. Although, you know, if someone's sitting there going, oh, no, I don't have a purpose. Oh, what am I doing? Like, just sit and work it out. It's not that hard. Just sit and think, why are you actually doing it?
Yeah, that is, it's a thing to be grappled with over time, and it's not to say that you can't just like make a start and gradually work that out and refine as you go. And that's definitely the approach that I'm in at the moment.
I think everything evolves and gets refined. I was talking to someone, so I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and I would say they're not starters. They've been doing what they've been doing probably a few years, but maybe they've always kind of just done it themselves. Does that make sense? Maybe the branding they've done themselves. And like you said, like, things have evolved. Maybe they've added new services. And now they're kind of at the point where they're like, yeah, we're pretty sure what we want it to be now. We want to kind of take it to the next level. But I was saying to someone the other day, as an entrepreneur, I don't think, this is my belief, I don't think there is ever a day where you sit there and go, do you know what? I have got it all sorted now. All my ducks are in a row. Everything is perfect. And now that's it. Great. Because I think things change, don't they? The market changes. Or you might have a spark of an idea of like putting a different service in or working with a different group of people. Do you know what I mean? So I think when you're saying that there, just get started, 100% on that. 100% on that. Like, I see so many people like procrastinate and, oh, just get started. But you could still just get started. It's just like that thought process of going, okay, like, who is it for? Like, what am I doing this? Why have I decided to go on this journey? Because, you know, think about when people are starting, over here we say like side hustle, which, you know, a side hustle. So they might have a full-time job and then they're starting a side hustle business. Well, what is, why? Why are you doing it? There's got to be a purpose. I was like, why would you give yourself all this extra work? So like, what is it? It's just identifying. What is it? Is it, have you had experience on it and you felt like there was a gap in the market and you wish someone was there to give you support? You know, what is it? That's all I mean. It's not, like you say, I totally agree. It's not about having everything sorted, like the perfect branding, the perfect messaging, like 100% it can evolve. But it's just starting, understanding why you're starting it, basically.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice. And it actually did answer the question that I had of where could someone start if they're thinking about a personal brand, and really it's just starting to grapple with why you're doing it.
And honestly, like I've got, I don't know if you send stuff out, if you've got a mailing list, but I've got like a really simple document I'd happily share with all of your fans, that is effectively what I go through with people on a brand consultancy. And it just gets them to start thinking about that kind of information, like who is it for, what are you offering them, what is unique about it, what's your journey? Because that's the other thing, right? When I started doing the deep dive, like the brand consulting, really getting to know people, what I realized became a bit of my, so you know, like everyone says, what's your zone of genius? Like I love design, like I love it, but what I'm actually really, really good at is like listening and getting like thoughts out, like I'm like a magician, but getting thoughts out of my clients' heads and like bringing it to life. Does that make sense? Which I think is a really, like I say, a gift in that way. But what else I realize is when I'm in these sessions is how much people don't realize that their journey that got them to where they are today, how significant it is as the backstory of their branding. So, for example, people just kind of skirt over and it's like, this is who we are, this is what we do. And then I sort of say, when I sit down and I start, I say, right, I just want you to tell me about you. I want your life story. And they laugh. And I went, I don't need your whole life story. Like, I don't really need everything about when you were little. But I kind of want to know, yeah, what did you do at school? What did you go? Did you go to uni? What was your career journey? And they tell me, and it just fascinates me because there are so many things about it, whether it's the experience that let them down, or do you know what I mean? The epic fail that they learnt from, or do you know what I mean? Just all these things, the training that they had that leads them to where they are now. And then you can pull on all of that experience. And that's what then also helps you to grow that kind of expert positioning as well, especially for people starting out, because you're aware of the term like imposter syndrome. So like some people, I was at an event the other day and they were saying like, you know, like sometimes if you're about to like sell a service, but maybe you haven't actually done it, well, how can I sell it? Because I've never done it. And that's what I'm saying. I say, well, then you sell the why you're doing it. I've created this service because I've seen so many times in this industry that there's a gap here, and I've come up with this service because I believe this is going to help with that. So you're not saying I've done this, here's my success stories, these are all the people, but you're basically using this is why I've done it. It's like based on more of like the passion of why you created it.
I think people's stories are unique, and it's one of the reasons I love doing this, and one of the reasons I love career development and seeing people in their career journeys. Like everyone's got this unique journey that they go on. There's no single one the same. There's not a single one that's boring. Even if you stayed in the same job your whole life, I'm sure you've got some tales to tell of that workplace.
Yeah, definitely. And there's also nothing wrong with that. Like, I love working with entrepreneurs. I really do. But I also am like really conscious that we live in this like era where everyone feels like they've got to be an entrepreneur, and you just don't. Like, you know what, if you've got a job and you love it, like do it, like be happy, be grateful. It's a big thing of mine. I used to work in a lot in the property world, and I used to go to a lot of like personal development events, and they used to have this thing where they called job, you know, if you've got a job, they used to say just over broke, and it just used to really wind me up because I was like, you're not necessarily just over broke. As an entrepreneur, I know what just over broke means. Like, you have enough. Like, I had more money when I worked for someone who was paying me every month. Does that make sense? Yeah. Like, not so much now, but when I started. So yeah, I'm quite an advocate for that. Like, just do what makes you happy, but also be realistic.
Yeah.
There's some people actually leave my job because I just want to start this. And I'm like, I'm not saying you shouldn't do that thing, but be sensible. Like, have the security whilst you build something up.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. Well, do we want to dive into a bit of a grilling of me?
Are you going to put your website on the screen? Do you want me to look at it separately over here?
And maybe we'll do an abbreviated version, maybe like a 10-minute version.
So basically what I'm going to do is I have like a quiz on my website that people can take, and then off the back of it I offer like a free, it's like a 10-minute 360 brand review. So it's like top level, and it's just kind of like quick fire little bits and pieces of what I think and what might help. So we'll do that. Okay, so I'm on your website, okay, which I got onto from your LinkedIn profile, so we can look at LinkedIn after. So basically I'm on your website and straight away I'm like, oh, I like the colours. Because I see a man and then I see this pink and I'm like, that's nice, I like that, because not every guy would use pink. Does that make sense? Brand my career. So I'm like, okay, well, obviously I'm seeing the word branding, so I'm like, this is interesting to me. Now, I've got my whole laptop screen. Now, all I'm going to say, and this is me just giving how I would approach anyone, is that people are going to stay on your website for possibly less than 5 seconds. You've got 5 seconds to make them go, I want to read more. So obviously, because I know, because you'd connect with me on LinkedIn, I knew that I want to investigate this website. But say someone come on here, I wouldn't know that they would instantly know what you're about to tell them. So when I look at a website, the top banner is what we call, say, like a hero banner. So you'll often find, if you want to search on anyone's website, often you have a hero banner that's got almost like maybe your name or like a tagline or like that mission statement. Do you know what I mean? That sort of catchy, what you're doing. And then there'd be some form of call to action, which might be listen to the podcast. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I think number one, you could hero banner, put like a little like caption. I love that picture. You don't have to ruin the picture. The writing could be to the one side and it could just be like a snappy, do you know what I mean? Like a little title, like connect with me as I explore branding careers with me, Alex Cutterford, sort of thing. And then a call to action, listen to the podcast. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then definitely. As I go down, now I'm self, others in action, taking ownership of your career, finding the people through personal brand networking and taking career enhancing action central to building your career. Okay, so the only thing, I'm loving the colours, I love it. And now I'm seeing the podcast, I love all your imagery, it's really professional. I would just say that I feel like I'm being too brutal now.
No, I love it.
So if I was to say, going back to the whole storytelling, I'm looking at this first section that's self, others and actions, and I'm almost like, I don't know what it is you're telling me. I don't know what journey you're telling me on. Are you trying to tell me that it's important to take ownership of your career, find people and network? Does that make sense? It's almost like, think of your coming at it from fresh eyes. Think of your website as like telling a story. Like, so what is it? Are you positioning like, so it might not be that you're showing, you know, some people might say, here's a challenge. This is how you're feeling. These are the pain points. But imagine if you could feel like this. Oh, look, I've got a solution. Here you go. This is how you buy it. Yours might be a bit different because it maybe is just getting people to follow the blog and to read. But it's almost like, show me that. Why have you set this up? Hey, I'm Alex. I've set up this amazing podcast because I'm so passionate about sharing people's journeys on their careers as someone who has in my life. Like, tell me a bit about you and your story. Does that make sense? And then it links into, this is why I've got this podcast. Come have a listen and find clarity and build confidence in your career journey with the Brand My Career podcast. Listen now. Clap. That's a nice promo area. Then we come down, resources, free download, the career building principles, 10 indispensable principles that will advance your career and empower your personal growth. Again, why am I seeing this? Yeah. So at the minute, I would say, and now I go down, okay, so I've got about, my name is Alex. That's nice. A bit of personal about you. I love that. I started working as a career consultant in 2019. I had no idea you were a career consultant. It's a privilege to get to come alongside someone in such a pivotal moment in their life. Okay, so now I'm sensing that you want to be alongside people having these pivotal career changes. It's about building a career, what, on their terms? Building a career they love? Is that the passion behind it?
Yeah. Yeah, and taking ownership of your career.
Okay, so that could be your tagline. Take ownership of your career. Okay, and then as I come down, a bit of context. So having a career that you feel aligned with love is the best way to spend your life. I have seen it over the years, some sort of context. Then we go down, listen to my podcast where I interview amazing people, who have been on this exciting career journey. Don't worry, I've got even more that can help you. If you're at a point in your life where you feel like your career is taking, is about to take off or you're looking for a new change, I've been there, I can help. Look at my free resource guide, Does that make sense? And then we come down. Hey, I'm Alex. This is a bit about me. That's the really people getting to know you. I love it. Showing your lifestyle. I love it. Support. If my content has supported you in any way, consider shouting me a coffee. You can also contribute to my wish list. Support. Okay, just make that a bit more bang. How do you want people to support you? Or like, do you want them to interact with you? Hey, do you want to be a guest on my podcast? You know, I think it's more just being a bit more, I think you're almost like not telling people how great you are enough or like why you're doing this. I want to feel the purpose and the why behind it. Is that helpful?
Yeah, that's that really helpful? Good. That's really good. Yeah.
But like the actual like look and feel, I love the colours. The imagery is amazing. Honestly, like the amount of people that I work with don't have any nice imagery. And I think it's more just going through that, taking people on a journey. And really knowing what are the call to actions on this website. Is it getting them to listen to the podcast? Is it getting them to download? Do you see what I mean? You know, that could be a really amazing free download, but you're not actually framing it as to why people need it and what it's going to do for them.
Yeah.
So that would be in a nutshell. And then if I was to look at, say, your socials, we just do a quick LinkedIn. I love your LinkedIn banner. Really clear. I love it. It's just really catchy. Some people say in your LinkedIn banner, you can have like a call to action now, which might be like, listen to my podcast, for example. Self-action, career goals, taking ownership of your career. Yeah, like it. You've got your features section, your newsletter, your podcast. Yeah, like all that. That's good. And you've got a good post going out. And again, with anything, I'm not going to go too much into it in regard to like content, you know, like LinkedIn especially can be like a mini website. You've got a real nice mix of content, social proofing. I always say people social proofing, so showing your real life, like out and about doing stuff. You've got some great videos and guest interviews. You've got some nice quote graphics. So like content wise, if I was looking, I'd be like, yeah, you are... it's really good. It's pushing people towards a podcast. But if you were trying to promote more of you being an expert of helping people, you know, like take ownership of their career, then I'm not seeing as much of that. It's more about the podcast.
Yeah. And that probably is my focus at the moment because, that's not necessarily saying I'm delivering as a service currently. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
But then I like say, if the podcast is the focus, then make that absolutely the focus, even on the website. Do you know what I mean? Bang. This is what I do. Podcast, put it everywhere. Repeat it. Mention it again. Listen to this podcast. Be a guest on my podcast. Love it. But I absolutely love is the covers for your podcasts. I love them. Yeah. They're so like colourful and love those a lot.
So that's the video links on the website.
Yeah, they're cool. I love the look and feel of it. Yeah, love it. Awesome. Love the brown and the pink.
Well, thank you so much for that review. That's very helpful. And hopefully that gives some people some insight into how they can be grappling with some of their stuff as well.
Yeah, that's it. And sometimes it's just tiny things that could just make such more of an impact. It's just thinking about, like, the storytelling part, how you're taking people on that journey, especially on a homepage. I like to think of it like a sort of a bit of a journey that you're taking people on. And then each part might then spin off to somewhere else. That's how I
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Well, Hayley, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they find you?
So they can find me on my website, orangelamb.co.uk. You can find me on LinkedIn, Hayley Appleby-Burt. I'm on Instagram. So, yeah, come and connect with me. I've also got my own podcast as well, believe it or not. But it's with my husband. And there's quite a lot of swearing in it, Alex. So it's called Business Marriage. You can listen on any of the major platforms. And we both have our own businesses. We talk about family life. It's quite funny as well. But yeah, I'd love to connect. Love to connect.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And let's connect on LinkedIn so that we can keep the conversation going. Or head to my website and download my free resource, The Career Building Principles. Bye for now.